Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
You can't handle the truth.
Don't tell me I can't handle the truth.
I don't know. Like, I hear all of these stories. Like, my head is so filled with stories, like, consistently. And, like, I hear these stories about, like, you know, if, like, somebody got grossed out by something somebody did. And I'm talking, like, partners, like boyfriend-girlfriend or girlfriend-girlfriend.
Husband-wife,
you know, like
even?
Husband-wife, you know, boyfriend-boyfriend, like, romantic relationships.
Okay.
And, like, oh, my God, I wanted to do this sexually, and he got grossed out, or she got grossed out, and, you know, just that kind of stuff. So it always brings up for me, like maturity in relationships, okay? Mm. So, you know, like, if somebody's mature enough to be in a relationship, then they may, you know, need to look past some of these things.
Okay.
We're going to talk about.
So what kind of... You're talking about, like, the sexual stuff, like you encounter... Oh, God, that's so gross. Stop it. I can't be your friend.
Oh, God. Something's wrong.
Actually, that's a great one. Like, when you're sick. How about that? Mm. Like, when you're sick and your significant other is just like, ew, like, you know, can't...
Oh, God. I don't know. I think a piece of dust.
A piece of dust?
Because the windows are open over here, man. I think pollen just got in my throat.
Do you want me to pause it?
Nah, dude. Keep going.
All right, because we can handle it, right? We're mature adults.
I'm a rough rider. Okay. Look, I apologize. Yeah, we're mature adults, and hopefully you guys out there are listening, because we don't edit, and you're going to hear me cough. Whew, I'm like crying. Go ahead. I apologize.
But
were you saying?
I could have paused it just to save the listeners' ears because, you know.
Screw them.
Ooh. Clean freaks. You know where you stand today.
You're going to have to hear my cough.
No, now you got that sexy voice.
I do.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. So we could start off like people being sick. Like, okay, mm-hmm. You vomit all over the place. Like a really great boyfriend would be totally.
Or girlfriend.
I know, but I have boyfriends. So, like, would be cleaning that shit up for you because...
Or holding your hair back.
Yeah, like helping you through it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, A, when you're sick like that, I mean, just the sight and smell of it is probably going to make you more sick. So,
yeah.
You certainly don't want to be cleaning up every... Of course, you feel like shit, too. So, you know, a good person will be a cleanup crew.
Yeah, and then you're, like, throwing up, and at the same time you fart, man. That's, like, that's a good partner.
Oh, they're no. Just like, how about when you're the kind of sick where, like, you're throwing up and you have diarrhea at the same time? And you're like, God. Which end do I point? I don't know. It's terrible.
That happened to me one time, man. I was all by myself in the Dominican Republic. And
you told me.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to tell this story. It's so embarrassing. But let me just tell you something, man. I didn't know what was happening. It was just bad.
And they didn't have a bidet. That would have been helpful.
No, but I like bidets. And I may get one in my house. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, absolutely. I agree 100%. Like, you know, so your partner gets sick. You know, you're an adult. Okay, you've been sick before. You should take care of them.
Right.
You really should.
Right.
I mean, or, you know, if you're absolutely grossed out and vomit makes you want to get sick yourself because you don't want to throw up on your partner as they're over the toilet because you got so wheezy and, you know.
I hope nobody's eating breakfast right now. That's
I know,
all I have to
right?
say.
Right?
So, I mean, and also, like, fast forward too. So, okay, so your partner might not be mature enough to handle that and you don't want that in a relationship. But what about, like, fast forward, you're married, you have kids.
And the kids
they're not going to be changing diapers
yep.
or cleaning up their vomit, because kids are just like gross little creatures.
Yeah.
I mean, they get shit everywhere. So think about the maturity level of somebody, you know, you can't take care of you. Think about the kids.
But I'm thinking, like, let's say somebody,
and I said he, and I apologize. I shouldn't. Let's say
somebody gets sick, okay? Uh-huh. And somebody, it's not necessarily about maturity per se, but when they watch somebody get sick, they instantly get sick. Because I think there's people out there like that.
Like that gag reflex?
Yes. How else
can you... I had an ex like that. Like,
be mature, okay? So, for example, you can maybe step outside the bathroom and just say, hey, honey, whatever you need, do you want me to go grab you something? Do you want, you know, do you want me to, you know, I'll make the bed for you?
Put on a fucking mask and clean that shit up is what you do.
Honey, I'm going down to the store. I'm getting a mask. I'll be right there.
And rubber gloves and whatever
rubber gloves.
You need.
Okay. So, you know, go the extra mile is what Dana's saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Go get a damn mask. I mean, matter of fact, just go out and buy some masks right now because eventually your partner's going to get sick. Okay, that way you're prepared.
Tie a bandana around your face.
Do something, okay, so that you're not viewed as immature. Excuse me. I think one is periods.
Oh gosh, yes.
Like,
yes. Now this is going to be a sexist thing.
Well, yeah.
I mean, women, we have to deal with it because it's just part of our lot in life. So we're very used to the blood and all that kind of like clot stuff coming out.
Yeah, so it's gender specific and men don't have periods.
Right.
Okay. And I can personally see, and I think probably all women can personally see, how it might be a little gross. Okay. The concept of a period. All right. You've got endometrial lining, you know, kind of spewing for some women, but slowly dripping or dripping out of you. And, you know, they think it's just blood. Okay. So we'll use blood. Okay. You got blood coming out of you and clots. And a lot of men find that to be kind of gross and they don't want to hear about it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to have sex or make love or whatever you want to call it when a woman is having her period.
Okay.
And, you know, God forbid he washes the clothes and there's a period stain on her panties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look, you're an adult. Women have been getting their periods since anywhere between 12 years of age, 9 years of age, whatever, to 17, 18 years of age. If you're an adult man and you can't handle the fact that her egg has not been fertilized and it's shedding,
thank God in most cases,
then you may not want to be in a relationship with a woman because it's going to happen every month.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And I think, you know, it is one thing I can understand to a degree. A man not really wanting to engage in a sex act when a woman is very heavily on her period. You know, mm-hmm. It can get very messy to different degrees for different people. I mean, but if they don't want to even talk about it or think about it, or God forbid, go pick up the sanitary, you know, products, the feminine products, you know, for their woman, that's a massive lack of maturity.
Yeah, like, honey, I need like, some tampons. Can you go grab me?
Oh, God, no, these? I can't do that. What's wrong with you? It's a piece of cotton. Jesus, Lord.
Yes, please make sure they're organic.
Completely circumvent that problem by using the Diva Cup.
Yeah. That's true.
And you'll never have to have somebody pick that up for you ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
I mean, I personally need someone who's fairly mature in this area because right before I get my period, I just like a lot of affection and
touching. You need to be like really coddled, don't you?
Ew, why are you looking at me like that? Yes, I enjoy that. I enjoy that in general, but I also enjoy that right before my period even more so. Like you can't get too close to me.
Uh-huh.
Like I love it. I suck it up. Okay. Like you can rub my belly. You can play with my feet. You can brush my hair. I don't care what you do to me. Just touch me.
Huh?
Yes. I love it.
I wasn't aware of the face I was making, but
it was like, ooh, Deb, that's ridiculous and gross. You're one of them.
I'm being immature. No, yes. I can't relate.
Why?
Because it, I have no relatability to that kind of an issue. Like, I don't get the PMS. I don't get the, like, suddenly I'll have my period, like, oh, there it is.
Yeah. But you're not really somebody that likes to be cuddled anyway.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Really?
Do you not know me? I love cuddling.
Well, okay, but I'm trying to think here without giving too much information.
Tread very carefully.
Yeah, I want to be very careful here that I'm not
even know where she's
putting
going with this,
your business out there that you don't want out there. But, like, I don't
talk to you about a lot of stuff.
I don't see you. Are you a...
I'm not a kiss and tell kind of a person, so we don't have these conversations about what I do.
Well, we've kissed and told a little bit.
Well, not you and me.
Okay.
I mean, you get the occasional story, but no, I'm not a...
But do you like excessive cuddling? I feel like you're somebody that likes your space.
Oh,
and I think that's what I'm getting at. Like, I like my space, but like I sometimes I like people so freaking up in my space that it's like cramping.
Oh no. I mean, if I'm in a love relationship, I remember years ago, I was telling you about this, we were on vacation and just like all day, just laying in bed in the sun, you know, with the light streaming through the window and the sea breeze coming through. And that's, you know, we were in bed all day and snuggling and, you know, other things. And it was fantastic. I mean, I loved it. But it has to be with somebody that means something to me.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, what are you cuddling for? What? Because I need a warm body? No. You know?
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to cuddle with the guy, with the freaking next door neighbor, you know, like I want to cuddle with somebody that has meaning to me and that I feel like I want to be like, sometimes like I want to cuddle so much that like, I want to be like,
I want to crawl inside them. I've totally had that feeling. Yes. See, I can absolutely relate to that.
Okay. So, period. So, Let's move on to something else.
How about farting?
You know, farting is one of those things where it's like, I certainly don't want to fart in front of somebody, okay? However, I've certainly been in relationships where, like, we've had, like, farting contests.
Farting contests?
Contests. Like, serious contests. And, you know, I don't know. I'm going to sound immature. I almost feel like, at least for a little while anyway, you should try to keep those things a little private as much as possible.
I think what we're talking about here is like, if you can't handle these things,
then you shouldn't be in a
relationship. Then you really shouldn't, like, you have to reevaluate the kind of relationship you're in or the person that you're in the relationship with. Not to say that, like, you know, you shouldn't be discreet about some things, but like, if you know, you're bending down to pick something up and something flies out, like, and they can't laugh along with you because Jesus, I mean, it happens to everybody, right?
Yeah. Like, look, if my hot boyfriend farted, I'd probably get turned on. Okay. If the 300 pound dude sucking down some raviolis farted, you know, I may think a little differently. I know that's judgmental.
It is, but I understand your point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not weightism or body shaming. It's just
not your boyfriend.
It's not my boyfriend. And the fart might smell differently.
There's that.
There
is that.
It, you know, it might. I mean, you know, I mean, it might be a shark.
Oh, God. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, are you too immature to hear that word?
Well, I'm just going through, like, you know, the shit happens kind of thing. Like, I was actually going to go to, like, the anal sex. Like,
okay.
If
sharted during sex?
No. When you said shart.
We just got personal.
When you said shart, it reminded me of, like, shit, because obviously that's part of shart. And then, you know, if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody and having like anal sex, then and they can't handle that there's maybe some fecal matter involved there, what are you doing?
And maybe not always, you know, not always is there always
feces.
But the likelihood or the possibility is much greater than it being anywhere else. I mean, you're not going to like have it on your nose or in your ear. Like that's not where it comes from. It comes from a specific place and that's the place. So if you're going to be playing around there, then, you know, you need to be prepared for that possibility. And
I think that's a great point, a great add-on for that. Otherwise, stay away from it.
Exactly.
Okay. Because, you know, it happens. You know,
shit happens.
Basically, yes. You know, what if somebody eats like a wild person? Like, it's like they're like a bottomless pit and they'll eat anything.
They just like shovel food into their face.
Shovel food because and this was more of a pet peeve, but it was like, you know, I don't like it when people talk with their mouth full or make mouth noises when they're eating. Yeah, this isn't really about pet peeves. This is about being mature enough. If you have, like, you know, just impressive eating habits. And I personally think this is gender specific, too, because I almost feel like it's a little bit more male to female, where if the female is just, like, throwing down some food and blah, 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 and, like, you know.
There's some judgment going on?
Yeah, that she can eat more than her 200-pound boyfriend. Okay?
I've actually been in situations where, like, I have very, you know, men who just, they don't eat a lot. And I'm like, God, I could eat that whole fucking plate.
Yeah. And still probably have more. Now, I think it feels awkward.
Awkward for me. Yeah.
It might feel awkward if you're bigger than the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Too. Like, I dated someone who, you know, he wasn't small by any sense of the word. Okay. But like, and he was very muscular, but he was very, very fit. Okay. Uh-huh. And you know, I'm fit, but I've got some softness to me.
Well,
say
we're women.
That way.
That's what happens.
Yes. And you know, I could stand to be more fit, obviously, in full disclosure. But anyway, so I would eat, and sometimes he would eat a lot, but I would eat oftentimes a lot more than him. And sometimes he would say, God, you eat a lot. And I'd just be like, yeah, I'm hungry.
Right.
And he wasn't saying it in a negative way, but I started to notice like his waist was thinner than mine. And
so
I was like,
so then you're self-conscious.
And then I'm like, yeah, then I got self-conscious a little bit. Yeah. And you know, we're best friends and you know, everything's fine. But like, you know, so I think that it's a little bit more gender specific when it comes to this. Maybe males making a little bit more of a judgment. And some males absolutely love it when women can eat.
That's been my experience generally. Like, God, I love a healthy appetite. And that's a really fun way to say it. Like, okay, if you really feel the need to actually comment on how I'm eating, don't be negative about it. Like,
yeah.
I love a healthy appetite. Great. You know, I'm not afraid. I'm not going to go out to eat and just order like the freaking salad unless that's the only thing that's gluten-free on the menu. Mm-hmm. But you know, like I love good food and I am not ashamed to eat it and let people know.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. You know, if we have to arm wrestle or wrestle for the, you know, bodily wrestle for the last piece of food, then I'm game. We'll do it. Cause I'm gonna get it. Cause I'm hungry. I'm a hungry one. I'm a hungry woman. All right, so, and then, you know, again, so if you can't handle seeing someone eat a lot of food, okay, mind you, there's manners involved.
Oh, right? Of course. I mean, it's not like you're like, at a trough.
Yeah, and, well, look, I'll be honest, I'm not mature enough to handle that.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, because I'm not trying to see anybody, like, spitting food all over the place.
No, of course not.
So, you know, then you might not be mature enough to be in a relationship. Sex, I think, in general, okay?
Like the ooey gooey.
Yeah, like sex is, you know, there's a lot of fluids, okay? Now, mind you, if you're not in a monogamous, sexually exclusive relationship, you should be using a condom, so a little bit of the goo comes, you know, down a little bit. But, you know, there's bodily fluids, there's
sweat.
Kissing, there's, you know,
spit.
If you have sex in the morning and you haven't brushed your teeth, you know, okay, your breath may not be perfect. I personally I don't mind that at all. Okay. But like a lot of people are just like, ew. And I'm not saying that if there's like, ew, that you shouldn't be in a relationship because, you know, you can get up and brush your teeth
that's
and that's all fine.
That's
a personal preference.
Yeah.
But like, you know, sex can be sweaty and just,
you know, just different scents going on, different sounds. You know, there's just a lot of, I think, organic elements involved with sex. And if you, you know, can't handle that, and you know, I think about the person that has sex and they might be like, I'm getting too sweaty, and you know, so they're not enjoying it as much. And then as soon as they're done having sex, if they even can finish having sex, if there's a such thing as finishing sex, that raises a whole other question. But then they have to hop in the shower and like wash all the dirt and sin and goo and everything off of them. And, you know, their female partner might have lipstick all over her face because she had red lipstick on at the time of, you know, and then, you know, he's looking at her like, ew, go take a shower. You look ugly. And, you know, her eyeliner's running because she was sweating. And
oh, my God, that's terrible.
Her hair's all jacked up because it's the, you know, the bedhead type thing. I mean, like my point
also
is
also known as JBF hair.
Yes, my point is that these things happen. Okay.
Oh, no. Some of the best sexual partners are the ones that, like, they just take in your whole aroma, and it doesn't matter if you're a little gamey. They like actually it turns them on. I love your scent. I love your pheromones.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All up in your armpits and like maybe even licking them.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel so comfortable, right? With
and accepted.
Exactly who you are.
And
it's sexy as hell.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, what's a word? My first word that comes to my mind is like a prima donna when it comes
ew.
To sex. You know,
ew.
Like ew.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Ew.
Ew.
I you know, don't want to do that. Yeah. Now, I want to respect people's personal preferences, but like some people, I'm not sure if they've ever tried it or certain things or really fully let themselves engage in sex. And they, for that reason, they kind of block it and they withdraw a little bit from sex. And for those people, I would just say to, you know, let go a little bit, one step at a time. You know, do something that goes outside of your comfort zone just a little bit, okay?
Yeah, so that, see how you like it.
Yeah, and I think that shows a level of maturity when it comes to sex.
Yes.
Okay? Because, you know, some people need to grow in this area, okay? So I don't want you to think that we're just counting you all out if we're saying some of these things and you're like, oh, crap, I do this. Because guess what? You can work on anything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can change anything. But these are just some signs that, like, somebody may look at you like you're not mature enough to be in a relationship.
All right. Are you finished? I got another one. Like, when guys or even, like, when they say they're emotional, like, if they make fun of other guys having feelings and emotions, like, they call them a pussy or, you know,
yeah.
Oh, man up, you know, don't be such a crybaby whiner, pussy, blah, blah. And that really, really, I'm like, yo, you've never cried in your life? Really?
Yo, man, you're whipped.
Oh.
Why you let her whip you? Oh, my God. I could literally put my fist down that man's throat. Okay, because first of all, I think
women say that too.
I think that if you care about somebody that you should be whipped, okay? That you should want to do, because what does whipped mean?
It's having respect for your partner.
And you want to do things to make them happy.
Right.
Okay, so I think that, look, this is something that I believe is 100% important to be in a relationship. Okay, we use that word culturally, whipped, okay, and it has a very bad connotation.
It really does. It's like it's bad for the woman.
For everything.
It's
everyone
bad
involved.
For the relationship. It's bad for the man. It's, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know,
we
can change the word, the language around and just say, you know, making your partner happy. But whatever, since we use that word culturally, and it's an expression of emotion, okay, from men, okay, in this situation that I'm talking about, I think that if you feel as though when you're in a relationship with, let's say, again, male to female, and that your boys are going to say, oh, you know, what are you whipped or, you know, who do you think you are? You know, like, you know, you think you're better than everybody else because you're with her, that kind of shit. Then, like, first of all, I think that comes from jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And insecurity. And I think if that man who has that girlfriend actually listens to his so-called boys, he's going to be very unhappy because he's going to end up being alone because they're all going to end up with girlfriends. And they might end up with, like, unhappy girlfriends, okay? And they might go from relationship to relationship to relationship because their girlfriends aren't happy. And if you found yourself somebody that you like to make happy and feel happy and content and calm when you are when she's around you and you're around each other, you know what? If your friends can't handle that and your level of emotional connection to her, then I don't think they're your friends.
Well, can we also honor the fact that there are some guys who are in negative, toxic relationships with women who really are very controlling, and vice versa, there are women who are in very controlling relationships? I mean, we're not saying that they don't exist.
Yes, but that's not
when we're talking about just a respect that you're having for your partner. Like, I'm going to talk to my wife before I make plans to go out with the boys tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're with blah, blah, blah. That's what we're talking about.
Or not only wife, because sometimes it's expected with a wife and a husband. But like, yeah, my girl or my man or whatever you're calling them these days. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yes. But to your point, yes, there are controlling and abusive toxic relationships out there. That is not what we're talking about. If you are in an abusive, toxic relationship where you feel emotionally manipulated,
controlled,
yes, get out. You know, you're being physically abused or emotionally abused or mentally abused, whatever, then, you know, you need to seek some outside help. This is not about that.
That but wasn't even a Dana's sound point, effect. That was like really low. God, like, that's kind of like Darth Vader.
No. Do you want to do it again?
No,
do it again.
I don't.
Let me hear it in my ear. Let me see.
No,
do it again.
I don't do anything on command.
Do it.
Nope.
Touch me.
Nope. Anything else?
So last one, and I just think that I've heard this 1,000 times again. Oh, I can't tell him how many people I've been with because he's not going to respect me.
The numbers game. So yeah, I mean, if dude has an issue with how many people you've been with, whatever.
Look, it's in the past. It's one thing if you're currently fucking 50 people, okay? But if you've been around for a little while and you've had sex with a certain amount of people, whatever, as long as you are being sexually exclusive with this person, the past is the past. Everybody has a past. And you know, there's, I think, a big debate of whether or not you should even have that conversation with someone. And I think there's arguable points on both ends.
What would be a good answer if somebody were to pose that question?
What question?
Like, how many people have you been with? I'd be like, I don't count.
I lost count.
No, I didn't say that. I was I don't
I lost count.
Count
after
I don't
thousand.
Keep track. I'm not a scorekeeper. And you'll be very thankful for that in the future when we're having an argument that I don't keep score either. So shut the fuck up.
Well, that's one way. Yes, I guess. I would personally say I would have a mature conversation about it, and I would say, you know, I have no problem talking to you, because this goes, you know, this is truth and authenticity about my numbers. And if you want to engage in a conversation about our numbers, I'll be happy to do that.
Uh-huh.
But before we do that, can you tell me why?
Why is it important for you?
Why is it important for you? And my concerns are that, you know, if we have this conversation, will either of us hold anything against the other one? Or can we understand that we're with each other right now and, you know, we're growing our relationship and this
has
is
no
not
bearing
be
on the
brought
present.
Up,
right, right.
You know, to as a weapon at any point in the mm-hmm. future. Okay.
That's a great response.
Yeah, and
much
I think
better
that's
than
fair.
Mine.
Yeah, but that's okay because you're usually diplomatic. You're allowed to not be diplomatic occasionally.
Well,
so,
I don't think anybody's ever asked me that question.
No?
Mm-mm.
Watch, like next weekend somebody's going to ask you that question and you're going to be reflecting on this like, oh man, see we pulled this shit to us. So what we're doing again is
clean
freak fix.
So about that,
and wait, the clean what? Frick, the clean frick fix, the clean freak fix is just an added tip per episode that will go into every show that we now have, whether it is, it could be a little funny, it could be a little inappropriate, but nonetheless, it's going to be real and raw.
So this one's about the endless eating thing.
Yeah, the like impressive eating ability, okay?
So, I mean, our thoughts on that are, okay, good on you if you have a healthy appetite. But you really need to watch out, maybe, if you are really, like, insatiable, right? And if you are just noshing and noshing and noshing.
And can't, like, get full.
Right. There could be something wrong.
And, like, your belly bloats out a little bit.
Yeah, you're distended.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
You could have a critter.
You could have a critter.
Like a candida, like a yeast.
Yes.
Or a bacteria of some sort.
Or a tapeworm. And I know that's like an old ha ha ha, but it is a possibility. A parasite.
Absolutely. A parasite.
These things happen in people. So, I mean, to like for reals, for realsies now, people.
For reals.
For realsies. Yeah, if you find yourself with that, like, you're craving crazy foods that, like, you've never really craved before and you're not pregnant, you know, mm-hmm. like...
Check, take the pregnancy
that's
test, girl.
That's a different
take
kind of parasite, test. Right? Cool.
Yes. Yes. But before you start getting stool tests and all that shit, take a pregnancy test. Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, because the bacteria in your stomach can really just wreak havoc and they can cause you to crave... weird stuff
or just a lot of stuff
or a lot of it.
Carbs and sugar are usually you know the two main culprits because they feed off that stuff,
right?
Okay, so
they're like no, give me more sugar, give me more carbs, bread.
Your impressive eating ability may be a parasite. Get it checked.
That's what we have. Hopefully we don't have that, actually.
No, we don't have that. I had a stool test, and I know you had a stool test, too. We don't have it.
We're good.
We don't have it.
Our poopies
and
clean.
And we don't want you to have it. Boom.
Speaking of.
For real.
All right.
We out.
Out.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.